This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a three-day visit to Guyana after successfully concluding his Brazil visit. The visit to Guyana is the first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. PM Modi will hold discussions with the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown. PM Modi will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit and hold meetings with the leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. On Thursday, Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana. He is also scheduled to address a gathering of Indian diaspora. India has called upon the developed countries to fulfill the agreed commitments relating to the adoption finance needs of developing countries. During the COP29 to the UN Climate Change Summit at Baku in Azerbaijan, India said developing countries are suffering the impacts of climate change largely due to the historical emissions of developed countries. The lives and livelihoods of people in the developing countries are at stake. At COP28, parties to the Paris Agreement adopted the UAE Framework for Global Climate Resilience, which acknowledges the urgent need for enhanced support and implementation resources from developed countries to developing countries. The Indian Army successfully concluded the multilateral annual joint humanitarian assistance and disaster relief exercise Sangyut Vimochan 2024, held on Monday and Tuesday in Ahmedabad and Porbandar, Gujarat. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi attended the event showcasing India's disaster response readiness. Meanwhile, in significant display of military prowess, the Indian Army, Indian Navy and Indian Air Force jointly conducted the exercise Purbi Prahar at Mechuka in Arunachal Pradesh. The exercise, conducted from November 10 to 18, marked a significant milestone in joint warfare capabilities, featuring unprecedented coordination between the Army, Navy and Air Force in the Eastern Theatre. The exercise was a full-fledged display of the might of Indian Armed Forces, featuring advanced weapons systems such as the M777 Howitzer and Navy's Maritime Patrol and Reconnaissance Aircraft P-8I, swarm drones and first-person view drones and loitering munitions. As awareness cum training program on the use of plastic in agriculture was successfully conducted on Wednesday at Teju Circuit House. The event was organized by Bangalore-based AgriPlast Tech India Private Limited in collaboration with Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan, the district administration and the horticulture department. Advantages of mulching for various horticultural crops and its potential to boost production and farmer incomes were elaborated by the resource person in the program. Active participation from progressive farmers and self-help groups from various villages attended the program. The Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Department and the Toyota Kirloskar Motor Private Limited inked a Memorandum of Understanding. The MOU was signed on Wednesday by SDE Director and the TKM General Manager at the Office of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The Toyota Kirloskar Motor Private Limited would adopt the trainees of Motor Mechanic Vehicle Trade of Government Industrial Training Institute, ROING, as part of their Corporate Social Responsibility Toyota Technical Education Program. The inked MOU is an effort to offer high-end skill training to the ITI trainees to make them employable. Around 1,000 new general coaches will be added to more than 370 trains by the end of this month to ensure smooth travel for the passengers. Executive Director of Information Publicity in Railways Board, Dilip Kumar, stated that the railways have decided to add these new coaches to all important trains. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh embarked on a three-day visit to Laos to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus. During the meeting, he will also address the Forum on Regional and International Security Issues. It is the highest defence consultative and cooperative mechanism in ASEAN and is a platform for ASEAN members states. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.